they going to do? Arrest me?
All of you wouldn't.
Cut to, we see the jail cell just sliding shut. And all of us are standing in there.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
No.
Crash, you have the button.
I do have the button. I will pass it on to you.
That's where we say punchline?
No, that's after the break.
But I can't hit the button from here. I don't have telekinesis as a GM, which is extremely unfair because if I did, well, so many things would change.
And maybe. That, dear listeners, is a threat.
Yes, Ellie?
I was going to make a joke about how maybe Io and I could switch characters tonight, Nika being not entirely there herself. And I do have experience playing the creepy archaeologist.
I'm not a creepy archaeologist, I'm a manic archaeologist. There's a difference.
I can do manic.
Someday I've got to make sure that Zani and Antuxa interact. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, I do too, darling. So much opportunity.
I'm sure there would be no shenaniganery if HK and Rotini met.
Why is this logistics lord and knowledge lord in a trench coat?
Because the trench coat is fashionable.
Trench coats are more fun.
Wait a minute. They were a knowledge lord in a trench coat, but the knowledge lord inside the trench coat was 3 kobolds, also in a trench coat. A smaller trench coat.
Those are called Alina.
Chroma, was that you?
Does anyone wish to remind...
I became a logistics lord because someone has to remember to keep the archaeologists fed. And at least with me in logistics, I can ensure that the food crates arrive on time.
People keep finding skeletons that are new at the dig site, and it turns out it was the previous archaeologist. They forgot to eat.
Yes.
There was a whole starving crate of MREs untouched.
And starving to death is no excuse for not serving the Empire.
No, that attitude.
I should just not drink water when we play.
That's what you're saying, that we should do necromancy? I mean, I can get behind that, but most of those are lost. And I don't know where they are or if anyone's got them.
Well, and that's the other reason I joined logistics, is they are lost, and I'm going to find them and write down where they are.
I don't know if we have to be that exclusive. Right? There's necromancy, backromancy.
There will be zombies everywhere, and it will be my problem.
Aristromancy.
Statement, I have brought many of my patients back from the dead.
Your patients are droids.
Query, how does this make me wrong?
You weren't alive in the first place.
Assertion. We will agree to disagree.
So last time on technicalities.
Yeah.
HK flew.
We had left the first house where the turkey man was, and we're planning to go to the hospital or medical center for 2 reasons. We had a chemical symbol that Tasani needed to put in front of a appropriately schooled entity to figure out what it might be. And we also have a very wasted out squatter that needs to be sobered up for questioning. On the way there, though, I believe we were moving on down the road, and a teen girl came out in the middle of the road, flagged us down, all upset because her love of her life had been stabbed somewhere off in the forest by some madmen, and several of the members went off in search into the woods, as was the name of the last episode, for said person, but was not able to find them. Upon returning back to where the vehicle was, Pricks had noticed that there was another malicious entity in the woods off in a different directions, and all gave chase and were thwarted by the most dastardly of villains, a rope bridge.
They'd been sabotaged.
It had been sabotaged, but through the ingenuity of several of the party members, including HK holding up said damaged portion of the bridge, we eventually all made it across, whereby Tasani was accosted by a bird.
Face chicken! To the face!
To the face. But unfortunately, the person who had supposedly made the attack got away. I believe there was some investigation going on as to whether or not the security cameras were active.
They were looking
To see what they might be found, and we kind of, I believe, left it off right about there. Did I miss anything?
The space chicken to the face. The space chicken came from roughly the area where you would have thought to look for a security camera.
And it was TK'd other, if I remember correctly. It was
yes, like, you caught that space chicken. Somebody did. Yes.
I think wasn't me.
It was Honey.
It was me.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
I got a critical success to catch it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember that.
Crash, do you remember anything else? Or Ellie?
That about sums it up.
It's a pretty good Cliff's Notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was some heavy lifting taking place to keep people safe and in protective custody.
Yeah, Crick stayed with the vehicle, and HK thought it would be amusing in an HK sort of way to have Bebop lift the police van up off the ground and hold it there so nobody ran away. So that was an interesting time.
HK flew twice. Once because HK was thrown over the rope bridge, and once because when the vehicle stopped quickly, Bebop was riding by holding onto the bumper behind the vehicle, and HK was piggyback on Bebop, and thus provided some aftermarket contouring of the roof.
Of course, this means HK is starting to believe that HK can wield the Force.
I don't want to make that canon, but I really want to make that canon.
Is HK that, well...
HK might jokingly assert it, but I think I've already done that joke with Rotini.
What's going on?
You okay?
Why did everyone go quiet?
We're not quiet.
Yes, you were.
Everyone went quiet after I made a joke, and everyone let me know how funny it was.
I was snickering, but Discord never picks that up.
Or does
everyone
definitely
just
not pick
stopped
up
in the middle of a sentence?
That's Discord going hork.
Yes.
Fighting with Discord.
Well, Foundry's been nice, so Discord and Foundry are having a conversation. Mom said it's my turn to be annoying to the players.
Oh, but you got to be annoying last time.
Yeah. Darn it, where's that notes that I had? Oh, well, I'll just have to deal.
I do like that we have a Deus Ex Machina Lord Stabby and a Machina Ex Deus Lord Stabby.
So, you're headed... You have packed up the somewhat wounded teen and his terrified girlfriend. I assume that you managed to make it back, or did you calm since... Actually, rewind.
Corporal was at the vehicle, keeping the teens calm when we went off towards the bridge.
Yeah. Okay. So all the NPCs are in the hover van, and all the PCs are at the basically library parking lot, which is being pointed at by Machina Ex Deus Lord Stebby.
Yes.
Why are we here?
Well, that's where you were pursuing someone.
Oh.
Crick's got a crit success on hearing a crunch of something, and then you were noticing, some people were noticing footprints along the side of the gravel trail that led across the sabotaged rope ladder going down, you know, across a little creek.
Oh, we were going towards the library parking lot. I thought we were going away from it.
No. You went towards the library parking lot. You were at the, I'm going to just move Deus Ex Machina, Stabby, to point at that little three-way junction there, basically. You were in that area.
Am I still getting attacked by space chickens?
No, there's just the one that's flailing around in your telekinetic grip there.
Fine, I set off towards the library parking lot with a space chicken floating behind me.
Squawk, 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 squawk.
Foose! Am I going to have to make a space chicken icon like I have the space shark icon? The answer is yes. Carry on.
Don't mind me, I'm just looking at the little moving chicken icon that Ellie found. Right. Tazani and Chicken, Space Chicken. Tazani and Spicken are heading towards the library. Mikola?
I'll go along.
HK is definitely following. This looks like it might be interesting.
Crix.
Crix is definitely following. He's already come up with like four different recipes to use this space chicken in. And is, you know, just waiting for the right moment for that to happen. But we'll say as we travel, should we like call back to the corporal, let him know where we are? Maybe he could come pick us up.
Well, if you want.
Well, we're trying to get to the hospital, right?
Well, right now I want to know who's been near the library.
Okay.
I'm sure the corporal can take the civilians to the hospital.
But whoever it was flew off, so how are we going to figure it out?
Flew off?
They got in their car and they flew away.
Oh, yeah, well, they drove off.
They hovered off.
They left, okay.
If they hovered off, isn't that called flying?
I mean, that would imply that they hovered off into the sky, as opposed to hover card off, like a land speeder.
I'm just going to smile and nod, because HK can't. HK doesn't have a mouth.
There, I'll just do the land speeder gif in the gif warehouse here, and I will try to not want to use my mouse scroll wheel to zoom in on that. You approach the library. The library is basically closed, or there's some lights on, and there might be someone inside. Looks like it's probably outside of normal library open hours.
Well, I am told that if we enter it and find a card, it won't be difficult for us to have a good time.
I'm just going to be...
Look, having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
Right. Where are my notes? There's my notes. Good. Did I give this person...
Well, I'm going to open the door.
Query... What if it appears to be locked?
Well, then you can look at what I just rolled. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, Zani rolled lock picking.
Not that kind of lock picking.
Not forced entry.
And when we say forced entry with Sith, we mean forced entry. Sorry.
There wasn't much force at all. I just took the door and put it over there. With the rest of the wall.
The door does have it's got the hours on it. It is probably technically it's after hours. And there is, however, a buzzer for after hours. For some reason, it has if door locked, press buzzer on it. Or you could pick the lock if you want.
I didn't notice the sign. I was busy picking the lock.
Okay, that's fair.
The temptation to have HK press the button while Tazani is picking the lock is strong.
That's up to you people.
No, I'm not going to do it.
She deserves it.
Perhaps. But no, HK wants to see what happens. HK also wants plausible deniability.
The lock is fairly standard for this particular tech level. And yeah, you can jimmy it a little bit. It's not like a huge... lock to keep things out the way that you would normally assume that locks were for. This is pretty simple. it does make this little sort of peep, 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 peep unhappy noise, but it doesn't sound like a full alarm, so yeah, ignore that.
What are they going to do, arrest me?
All of you wouldn't
cut to, we see the jail cell just sliding shut, and all of us are standing in there.
Nobody knows that you've I've seen.
No. We will not cut to that. Hilarious as it would be to have, you know, Tizani doing the Barbie meme with the numbers in front of the face, you know, booking pictures. No, the kinds of books that you have are, well, it's dimly lit inside, but as you come in and move around, the automatic lights start coming on.
Do they come on with that ka-chunk sound?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
You're in a library where the lights are coming on slowly with a ka-chunk sound.
Rix is just following Tisani, eyes peeled on the TK'd space chicken.
The space chicken continues to follow, squawking unhappily. It lashes its tail.
What are you looking for?
Mirrors, perhaps. Wait, no wrong arc.
Security cameras?
If there are security cameras, they're probably visible either from a security station or maybe from where a librarian would be. Both? Either?
Right. What kind of library doesn't have security cameras? Therefore?
Therefore, where are you looking for first? Front desk?
Front desk.
The front desk has electronics repair HK?
It's the closest thing I have to anything with communications. Looking for, well, if there were cameras here, the hardware for it would likely require like mounting brackets here or here, or perhaps a hard line going from the front desk to somewhere else, or I don't know.
You can certainly find where the internal cameras are up on the walls.
HK will find one and stare at it while standing directly in front of it.
Of course. I'm just going to check with people. Mikla's just sort of meandering around, or does she have something in mind?
No, I'm just sort of meandering around.
Okay. Crix, looking for the cookbooks?
Only if he could do so without losing sight of the chicken.
It would be a little bit tricky.
This is a job for instant defaults. Do I find a cookbook?
HK, you can, in fact, find a cookbook. You have made your research roll. It's
a
fairly,
skill I do not have.
Like a skill you do not have, but defaults.
HK comes over and says, assertion, I have found, I believe, what you were looking for. The title translates to serve man. I hand it over.
The subtitle is Behold a Man, and there is a plucked space chicken on it.
I should not drink water while we play. I'm going to mute and start coughing now because...
Sorry.
Rix will, again, half peruse said recipe book, but, not letting that space chicken out of his sight. He's got plans. Oh, yes. There are plans.
So many plans. Tizani, at the desk are all of the things that you would expect for someone who actually checks out not just data pads. You know, there's a whole setup for managing who's accessing what information. But, you know, they actually have, like, books here that you can, you know, turn the pages on. So they actually apparently do check things out at this library. They also have many research rooms. There's a little display of where the research rooms are and who has them reserved for what period of time, blah, blah, blah. Let's see.
Probably give... look up the chemical compound here.
This is possible. You could do your own research if you wanted to try.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was about to say, what sort of skills do you want for looking for the cameras, but you've gone off on the chemical thing, so yeah, you probably could.
What were you saying, though, about cameras?
I was going to ask if you want to give me a appropriate skill or IQ roll for things, but if you've gone off on another tangent, make an appropriate skill or IQ roll for that. Probably research.
I am going to look for cameras.
Made by three. You find the one I'm staring at.
Well, there certainly are cameras in here, and the computer doesn't entirely want to disgorge some of the stuff. Oh, no, it's not that that's the problem. The problem is that it's just a older version of the operating system.
Because it cut out after the... There are cameras, the...
The operating system on this computer made it seem like it was trying to object to you getting it the camera stuff. But no, it's not that. It's just that this is apparently a secondary terminal for the security cameras, and bringing it up was a bit non-streamlined. You can, in fact, get it the security cameras. At least there's the live feed. Getting it the records will take you a little while, but you think you can do it.
I'm going to try to get it the records.
Okay. The records include the, you know, going back, zoom, 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 around the feathers and spines of a space chicken, you can see a hover car zooming out of the parking lot. That's the most recent thing of notice for that particular one that isn't, well, you people.
Do hover cars have license plates or anything similar? Like,
they can. It depends on the colony world. Some of them just rely on transponders, but many of them do, in fact, have ID on them in case they have to be identified because they're a smoking wreck at the bottom of a chasm or something.
Assertion, it was like that when I got here.
The wreck or the chasm?
Basically, can I get any identifying features here that would let us find, maybe find the hover car later?
Give me a perception roll. By two. You cannot make out any numbering or lettering or designs on it. It looks like it is a rust-toned hover car from where it goes under some of the lights in the parking lot, and the make of it that you can see looks like a fairly standard Imperial make, but one of the older ones. There's probably at least a dozen of them in this Nolan's Gap settlement here. On the other hand, there's probably only about a dozen of them. So,
Well, okay, that's something, but I'm going to stomp off and look for chemistry books. Other people can do things too.
You're getting no good talking. Research. I, you hear? Crash, why does your space chicken have a lightsaber?
I said that other people could do things too, and there was just silence.
It was a very short pause, but to answer your question, Beth, because I could.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Also, it's a Sith lightsaber. It is a horrible chicken.
As opposed to a silly goose?
Now we need a horrible goose.
We already have a horrible goose. We've had a horrible goose for quite some time.
Well, yes. That's true.
HK is curious to see what recipes are being planned. And which of the... of the wide variety of spices that are available, of all of those, which 11 will you be selecting?
Well, Prix has, as I said, some ideas for this space chicken. This recipe book isn't really doing a whole heck of a lot for me, though. And definitely have to see what is available once he's able to get to a cooking facility. But it's going to be quite scrumptious if he has anything to say about it. That's for sure. Have you ever heard? I'll say in character. Does HK ask him that? Ask that in character? Is that you were just thinking?
I don't think HK would be able to make a KFC reference now.
KFC reference? Well, I'm a super spicy. I got it.
KFC has 11 herbs and spices.
Yes, I got it. Okay. The reveal will come when that's the time for the reveal, for sure. So, Prix is just going to, toss the recipe book back to HK and say, thanks. And again, continue to follow Tasani around, spotting the chicken and, looking over her shoulder occasionally to see if her chemical symbols match the drawing to the book. There's no immediate cooking facility here nearby for him to get distracted and pulled off to. And otherwise, he's been doing what he's told, being the young, impressionable 19-year-old that he is, kind of just following his older cousin around and, slightly not behind.
Not much older.
And not much, somewhat a little bit older, but yeah.
And HK
all this technicalities, Sith stuff is just, it's not cooking. So,
he said technicalities, roll credits. Hey, after handed the book back, HK is going to put it on a book return cart because HK is not a monster.
But you're not going to put it back where you found it?
Do you think HK remember? HK has eidetic memory. HK does remember where HK found it. HK puts it back where it belongs because HK is not a monster. That's right. What Sith are for. And possibly a Lord Stabby.
And you never know about the Spicken. The Spicken might spontaneously turn into a kaiju.
Don't make me create that art. I can.
You're not looking at it.
Ah, that's why you were continuing to make eye contact with the Spicken.
Ah, yes. It's like in another universe, those
weeping angels.
Yeah.
Tasani, you have done a research role and made it by 5 because research is something that you're good at. Also, you rolled really well. You can go tromping around and get to the chemistry section of this library, and there are assorted books that appear to be very much waterproof, the kind of thing that you could probably lay out. And if you spilled stuff, it wouldn't actually cause too much problem. It wouldn't fry the electronics of a data pad. There are also data pads, because sometimes you need to have your data pads spread out around you with, all the things properly displayed. Sometimes your teachers will insist that you only have reference to the data pads that they say you get to have, and not, data pads that have a swift access to a droid to answer all your questions for you. Especially if it's a droid that doesn't know what it's talking about, but you know how students can be. So, yeah. You can find various chemistry things that will let you eventually, you grab a research computer desk here and can start just slotting this stuff in.
Oh, good.
Your drawing is not 100% anything it recognizes, but it's churning away and popping up lots of stuff that this looks kind of, what about this? What about this? How are these doing? It appears to be something that is biological, biochem. It's, biotics 101 is where you're starting to get some of this.
Well, that's something. I'm still going to have to wave it at the hospital people later. Take these books with me. I'll bring them back later.
But are you going to check them out?
It's kind of like the old conundrum, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one around to hear it, does it actually make a sound? If a book is taken from a library with no librarian, you still check it out.
HK goes to the front desk and attempts to use the computer to issue to Zani a library card.
You made your computer operations roll by 7. You can, in fact, get the thing to record Tizani's Imperial Citizen ID and print out, you know, it just hooks that up so that now Tizani has an account here, and B, can in fact print out a little plastic card.
I stamp the little Tizani card insert inside the front cover of each book. Assertion, these books will be due back in 2 weeks. Although you can renew your checkout upon returning the book after 2 weeks.
Right. Okay. I have a library card now. Wonderful. Now we can go places. The hospital, presumably. Right.
Shall I print out a library card for the space chicken as well?
Why?
You seem to have bonded with it.
No, I'm going to throw it at that riffing fool who is running around and stabbing people.
That's a horrible waste of a chicken. Just saying.
Observation. Biologicals are weird. You would not catch me throwing a droid at somebody.
Even if a droid designed to be thrown at somebody?
I threw you at the other side of a river.
True. But this unit was not thrown by a droid. And, observation, if a droid needed to be thrown by a droid, I would have Bebop do it.
He's a lifter droid, not a thrower droid.
Bebop doesn't have telekinesis.
Assertion. Not with that attitude.
I'm pretty sure we went through a sewer that explained why we shouldn't have the attitude that leads to telekinetic droids.
Observation? We once again agree to disagree. Anyway, HK is shutting down the computer and heading out the front door.
Zani is also leaving.
Are you going to lock the door behind you?
Yeah.
Give me an LOP security and or lockpicking roll.
Made by 1.
You can, in fact, put back the lock so that it is now relocked.
Well, I thought we just had to turn that little dial before closing the door.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know.
It's funnier to have Tizani close the door and then get out their lockpicks and then reverse pick the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, easy, easy. Click. All right. Now no one can get in.
So where'd you know?
The hospital, probably.
Someone has, in fact, eventually managed to remember to call, and the van with droid hanging on and whirring along behind pulls up at the library with the Corporal DeBurr going, is everything, you didn't catch him, my lords. We go to the hospital now?
I got a glance at what his car looked like, but the space chicken was in the way.
Sorry. Sometimes they get out and go feral.
And nest in the security cameras.
Yeah. The cameras are stuck so that the rain won't mess them up too much, and that makes them sheltered. So the spickens decide they want to be sheltered, too. Has that one laid any eggs, you think?
I have no idea.
Eggs. Perks will go off towards where it flew off from to see if he could figure out if there are any eggs.
Well, it's outside, and it's up pretty high. About 15 feet. Decorative niche.
But is there a nest?
Yeah, if you can call it a nest. It's like, I mean, it's better than pigeons do.
Okay. Well, how about if I try to TK other the nest down?
Give me a TK other roll.
That's good. This is going to be horrible.
Don't worry. HK is watching.
You can spin fatigue if you want.
To quote one of Crash's characters, fatigue, what's that?
What you should have done? You cannot seem to get a... You cannot seem to get a grasp on that. You may spin fatigue at a higher rate if you wish to attempt to turn that into success.
Damn it.
Griffith, yeah.
Thank Ferrick.
Well, if you want to use the force to pull a nest down from a security camera, you have to break a few eggs.
I guess so. I don't even see fatigue on my sheet here. I'm probably just not seeing it.
You don't? Hang on. Give me half a moment to...
Unless it's... I'm probably looking right past it, but it's irrelevant.
Okay, fatigue is... okay, see your basic attributes? Just below your icon at the top left?
Yes.
Move one to the right, you see hit points?
Oh, jeepers, right in the middle of the page, of course. Where else would it be?
Meanwhile, HK actually has a stat added so that HK does not have fatigue.
That's because you're a machine.
Yes, but I think it's funny that one character refuses to spend fatigue, the other one literally cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Or machine, how was that man?
Statement, you are technically correct.
Which is the best kind of correct, TM?
I said that in class this week, and not a single student got the reference.
Aww.
How could you expect them to? How old is that clip now? Let's think about that.
I don't want to think about that. My beard is white enough as it is.
Okay, if you fail a roll to use the force, you can boost it with fatigue points to succeed, according to my house rules. At 2 fatigue points per plus 1 boost.
So
4 fatigue, and that becomes a success by 0.
So, I won't be spending fatigue to get the thing, but just as a point of order, the original air date for that episode was March 2nd in the year 2000, Crash.
Well, that was fairly recent, because 1980 was 20 years ago.
Right. Absolutely. <Yes.
laughs> Just like 2020 was also 20 years ago.
God, yes.
For different reasons.
Oh, yeah. 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 You can also try again, and you may or may not wish to spend some fatigue to boost it trying again. If you are spending the fatigue ahead of time, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. Or a plus 2 bonus if you want to use hit points instead.
Wait, you can spend hit points to reroll?
If you want to.
Going to.
At a 1-to-1 ratio. If you fail,
there was doing blood sorcery.
HK is intrigued. Does it have to be HK's blood? HK did bring a bucket.
HK, you can't use the force. You can't do blood sorcery.
Not with that attitude.
You would have to have eldritch things done to you, probably involving kyber crystals and possibly holocrons. Maybe Tizani would be interested in the experiment.
Cut to HK has a few kyber crystals. They're not kyber crystals. They're painted quartz taped to HK with space duct tape. Query, is it working yet?
For what value of work?
False assertion. I believe it is tingling.
False assertion.
Hello?
Oh, I propose we're having lots of dead air.
What happened after false assertion?
There was a laugh, and then we were all quiet.
Okay. I was busy taking some screenshots.
Yeah. Sorry.
Nest has not yet come down.
It apparently keeps cutting out.
That's a nuisance. We'll be taking a break soon, probably. Are you going to try to get at the nest and hold people up who are piling into the van?
No, I'm not. No. I had said before, I'm not going to continue to try after the one attempted failure.
Okay.
I'll try.
You're going to be at a minus 1 because you're still carrying around your crit.
Yep, I applied it already.
Okay.
And still
you
succeeded.
You can drag down... You made it by 1. You can drag down the nest... The spicken that you are still floating around after you is flapping and being extremely cranky. And there are, as you bring this rather fragile looking mess of sticks and twigs and grasses and somebody's old flimsy flyer for the school menu looks like. There do appear to be some eggs in it.
Here, why did we want this again?
Omelets?
Cooking. Omelets. Go with the chicken.
Well, a grocery store would have been fine.
Yeah, but these are fresh, free-range chickens and eggs. It matters.
Squawk, 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 squawk.
And only slightly irradiated by the broken housing on that security camera.
It's not broken. It just had a spigot in front of it.
Squawk.
Yeah. Keep squawking, squawker.
It wants to get at its eggs. Or possibly to peck Tazani's eyes out. It's not entirely clear.
It can want both things. It's not going to get both things, but it can want both things.
Tazani, just for fun. Just for fun. Let's see. Do you have an appropriate one? Actually, no. This is what I get to roll. I get to roll something, and because I'm the GM, it won't actually be... Okay, that's hilarious. You are seeing something. A faint vision crosses your mind's eye that there is something a bit weird about these eggs, and you are not sure you would want to eat them.
Don't eat those.
Sorry, what was that, Io?
Don't eat those. There's some force thing going on with them. Maybe. Something weird going on with them. Ooh, maybe they're contaminated with whatever this chemical thing is. It was organic. We need to keep them for analysis.
Suppose. If you say so, 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 cousin.
I do.
Okay, fine.
And with that, everyone can get into the van with the spicken, presumably, and the eggs. Corporal DeBurr does not make any comment about a space chicken in his van and eggs. And
yeah, I was probably going to let it go, but now that we know the eggs are contaminated with something, I'm keeping the chicken too.
Squawk!
HK is still writing on the back of a droid who's holding onto the bumper, but you have a disheveled Ness and a disheveled Spicken sitting in the back seat.
Well, I think the very back seat has the junkie fellow, the stabilized teenager, and clingy girlfriend are in the seat after that, and everyone else is sort of getting shoved in next to and around, and it's a thing. And everyone is going to get to trundle down to the hospital, and we've been playing for a while with some lovely banter, so unless anyone wants to banter on the way to the hospital, I think we should probably take our break.
Okay.
Is there anything that anyone wants to do before the break?
HK will get on Bebop's back. HK was temporarily considering riding on the roof. After all, that is HK's dent. It was made for HK.
It was made by HK.
Dents like
it can be both things. Yes. On that note, to craft services, everyone.
Craft services.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that was all for this episode of Crypt Wars Technicalities. Thank you, Beth, for GMing. Tonight we had a bunch of cool players, including Ellie, Io, and Paul, and Crash was there too. Hi. Let's plug some things. Io's mom writes books at elizabethmccoy.com, and we take all of these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com, where you can subscribe to each campaign's singular RSS feed or subscribe to one that gets you all of the shows. That one will have two episodes a week. You can also become a Patreon patron at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shan Shan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. Until next time, you all have an asset in not eating things you found in a security camera. What's a security camera? We'll be right back.